Holly relaxed at the kitchen table, nibbling on toast and sipping on her third cup of morning coffee. She'd beat the birds up that morning, sleep managing to evade her as it had for the past 2 weeks. Jerome was dead. Her marital bliss hit a brick wall the day the Belgian workhorse crushed her husband's lungs under his massive hoof, and they laid him to rest in a freshly dug plot behind the picketed fence of the Christensen family gravesite. Since that bleak autumn day, Holly hadn't seen any of his four brothers, or Tripp's wife, Nan. At first, she'd assumed compassion triggered their avoidance, giving her time to grieve. But for 10 days, the bride of 3 months sat alone in the cabin that she'd shared with the eldest of the Christensen brothers. A loud knock sounded on the door, and the abruptness of it caused her hand to jerk, sending her half-filled cup of hot liquid spilling across the table and onto the floor. The person at the door banged with increased annoyance a second time, providing her no time to clean up the mess. She flung open the door, ready to give the caller a piece of her mind, and drew back to avoid Tripp's hand inches from her nose on its way to banging for yet a third time. His stern features held none of the easy lines that had marked her husband. In fact, he was her least favorite brother-in-law, continually stirring the pot and challenging Jerome's authority as head of the family and ranch. They seemed to exist under a strict pecking order from eldest to youngest. Holly, an only child, had never understood their relationship code. They all merely coexisted as one unhappy clan. Tripp lowered his knocking fist, white-knuckling it tightly to his side.
"Morning, Holly. We want to talk to you."
Holly scanned the group behind him. He'd brought his wife, Nan, along and his three unmarried brothers. "Please, come in, everyone. I have coffee on."
"We don't need coffee," Tripp said. "There's work waiting for us."
Holly sidestepped to the left and waved them inside. They moved in quietly like a funeral procession and stood staring at her like she was mud in their eyes. The intensity of the quiet scrutiny caused Holly to turn and head for the wash basin. "I spilled coffee on the floor. I'll just clean up the mess," she said, suddenly anxious as to the purpose of their visit. When they continued to gape, she nodded inhospitably toward a chair, irritated by their curt manner.
"Sit, then, if you have time."
"Little Joe has found himself a girl willing to live on the Christensen ranch with him,"
Tripp said. Holly turned from the counter with a damp, wrung-out rag in hand and headed back to the group. She smiled at the younger man, who looked anything but joyful about the news, hoping the lad presented a happier expression to his betrothed.
"Congratulations, Joe. That is good news."
"Yes, ma'am,"
Joe answered, slipping off his hat.
When Tripp snubbed the action, Joe placed it back on his head.
"The hitching takes place next Saturday, and the lad needs a roof to put over his bride's head."
Tripp scanned the room.
"This is it. We are giving you your notice."
"My notice?" Holly couldn't believe her ears. "Jerome is not cold in the grave, and you are kicking his wife out of her home?"
"It belongs to the Christensens, and you aren't one of us anymore,"
Tripp said. Holly studied each sheepish face, none of the onlookers daring to take the lead from the newly appointed head of the family.
"I have nowhere to go."
"Go back to wherever my big brother found you,"
Tripp said.
"There is no position at the town school available, and my home is too far south. I don't have the funds for that distance."
Holly wasn't sure if that were the case, but she did wonder how far the family would take this travesty.
"Well, I suppose you'll have to go as far as you can with whatever money you got. I'm not sharing any hard-earned Christensen money with Jerome's widow."
Holly decided to end the victim stance that she'd taken, sucked up a hefty dose of self-confidence, and moved to stand within 1 foot of Tripp's nose.
"I am more than pleased to leave this insensitive kettle of vultures. The best of the Christensen brothers has gone on to meet his maker, and those remaining can rot in their cold-hearted callousness for all I care."
She inhaled and found that the speech had served to strengthen her. "Now leave my home. I will be gone in a week." Tripp touched the brim of his hat.
"No hard feelings, just looking after my own. Good luck."
Holly watched him lead the pack of wolves out the door, and she slammed it shut behind the last of them, scraping the heels of little Joe.